Listening to
Finalized FM.
On Radio Salto.
Yes, yes, yes. We zijn weer terug. Episode nummer 18 van Finalized FM hier op Radio Salto. En uiteraard in de studio met J-Daw.
Yes.
En met DJ Sechono.
Jawel.
Mijn naam is DJ DNS. En vandaag hebben we een hele speciale uitzending. Want we hebben een speciale gast in de studio. Zijn naam is Ben Merlis. En die heeft is een auteur van een boek genaamd Going Off, The Story of the Juice Crew en Cold Chilling Records. Dat is een label uit de jaren 80 die in de jaren 80 is gestart. Veel bekende artiesten erop, zoals Big Daddy Kane, Roxanne Chanté, Biz Markie en nog veel meer. Dus daar gaan we vandaag een beetje over hebben. En ja, ik heb er heel veel zin in. Dit is ook met de aanloop naar de platenbeurs die we aanstaand weekend hebben in Den Bosch, Record Planet. Daar wordt ook een interview gedaan met deze Ben Merlis. En ja, we gaan eens even kijken wat... We hebben al wat vraagjes voor hem, hè?
Ja,
ja, dat hebben we.
Zullen we dan ook de muziek een beetje cold chilling wise houden, zeg maar? Dus,
yes, sir.
Wat heb je allemaal voor ons uitgezocht, J-Daw?
The Symphony van The Juice Crew.
Daar beginnen we mee, all right.
Boom.
Boom.
Finalized FM.
First or who last? But I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're gonna be on it. I don't care who start, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through.
Listen closely, so your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. Just the way I came off then, I'm gonna come off. Stronger and longer, even with the drum off. I'll keep on going and flowing just like a river. I got a whole lot to give, so I'm a giver. Little at a time, new trails are blazing. Action is in effect and always stays in. Yeah, just like a shot from a cannon. I am the man in charge and I've been planning. A jam strong enough that it can lift your soul. I'm the originator and my rhymes are made of gold. Once you hear the capital A, rap it'll stay with you for a while. It won't go away unless you force it, because it stays with you, my friend. And if you force it away, I'ma hit you again. I project my voice so it's right in the crowd. There's a sign at the door, no biting allowed. And if you didn't read it, I suggest you do so, or you'll be stranded just like Caruso. Sleep if you wanna, go ahead, get some shut up. A man broke his jaw trying to say what I say on the microphone. You should've left it alone, just for the record. Let it be known that my ego's only partially grown. And never would I ever condone fighting in any form. Yo, I'm only warm. That verse was the calm. Now here's the storm. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Craig G, light up the mic for the symphony. This jam is dedicated to all unoptimistics that thought I wasn't coming out with some exquisite rhymes. But that's alright, cause now I'm back to kill all the rumors and straighten the facts of me. Not rocking rhymes like I always used to, but you jumped on the tip when you heard me in the Juice Crew. You said, mm-mm-mm, ain't that something? The Craig, I heard you in that jam and it's pumping. I apologize. Can I have your autograph for me and my grandma? That's how I'm living, on surprise mode. Don't even sleep, try not to keep your eyes closed. Cause if you do, when you awaken, this so-called spot will be taken. I'll take it over like a greedy executive. Cause on the mic, my perspective is to be the best in all rap events. And since I have a call, I call experience. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. G-Rap, light up the mic for the symphony. Yo, Marley gives a slice. I get nice and my voice is twice as horrifying as Vincent Price. Goes deep till you fell in a spell of a sleep. And while I'm counting the money, you count sheep. When G-Rap strikes the mic, I recite the type of hype that you like to make the people unite. I grip off the hips and zip off lips. Step on reps, you flip and wanna sip on my tip. Take a deep breath because you don't have another left. Coming back like I'm revenging my brother's death. Making veterans run for medicine, cause I put out more light in a fight the car in Edison. Rip the damn cage like I'm on a rampage. So if you want rage, I'ma make front page. Read the headlines, suckers, the day's the deadline. Your head is way past bedtime. Can't kill no solo, cause you're still old. Soft like a pillow, my rap is rougher than Brillo. So fear me, don't dare me. And don't compare me to him when you hear me. Talk about a battle, but you ain't yet ready for war. Your metaphor sucks more than a whore. You can't replace me, ice me or ace me. Face me, slice me or race me. Bite me or taste me,
I show you that I got force. My rap burns your mouth like hot sauce. Run for water while I break your tape recorder. Serve the sucker, the order is manslaughter. Another rapper, G-Rap Rex, he's rated X. Demeanor boy is sex. Next, the amplifier gets used and abused. Bump so loud we might blow fuse. This is anger, madness, ready to hang up. Rapper a singer, I'm putting up my middle finger. Next up, I believe that's me. Big Daddy can't get on a mic for the symphony. Setting it off, letting it off, beginning. Rough till the ending, you never pinning. Move the groove with the smooth rap lord. Like a bottle of juice, rhymes are being poured. Down your ear, crisp and clear as I prepare to wear, tear and smear. Then I'm out of here, with the mark left that you can all cling. Cause rocking a party, yo, it's a small thing. I rip many places on regular basis, and broken down mics were the only traces.
Finalized FM. Jawel, jawel, jawel. Nou, je luisterde naar de Juice Crew. Dat is een groep uit de jaren 80, wat ik al zei, bestaande uit Master Ace, Kool G Rap, Bismarck, Keebrock, San Chante, Greg G en nog vele meer. Marley Marl, mensen kennen dat misschien. We gaan er ook nu even kennis mee maken, want er was een label Cold Chilling Records. En we hebben hier in de studio een speciale gast, Ben Merlis, all the way from L.A. En ja, we hebben wat vraagjes voor hem, dus yeah. Ik denk dat we daar nu een beetje mee kunnen starten. Laten we eens, laten we daarmee beginnen. Robin.
Yeah, Ben, so here we are.
Yes, bro, welcome.
Dope, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, yeah.
Thanks for having me.
How do you like Amsterdam so far?
I love Amsterdam. This is my second time here. My first time in 19 years.
Wow, a long time, man.
Yeah.
You arrived today, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, today.
You already had the chance to walk around?
Walked around earlier today.
All right. You recognize some buildings and stuff?
Yeah, the city center. And I couldn't point to the building and say, this is what this building is called, but I remember being on those streets 19 years ago. Yeah.
Well, you told us indeed that you were here already before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on tour with a band. I played bass in a band called Amendment 18.
Not dope.
Many, 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 many years ago. But I gotta say, all the diehard hip-hop fans are so... bum that you faded down that song before the best line of the song happened, which is Big Daddy Kane saying,
"Yeah,
you put a quarter in your ass because you played yourself." There you go.
Yeah, I know. Indeed. Unfortunately, yeah, like Radio Times, we want to talk a lot with you.
Yeah.
We want to get the juice with you.
Yes, but we got a couple of questions for you, Ben. I mean, you're here for the record fair.
Yeah, the Mega Record and CD Fair happening Friday through Sunday.
Yeah, it's a whole weekend, and you're also going to do an interview over there.
That's right.
On so for all the people who haven't bought a ticket yet, come to the record fair, then you can see Ben in Leven de Lijven, so to speak. Yeah. All right, let's start with the questions. Robin. Yeah.
Wel, even voor de luisteraars thuis, wij doen het uiteraard online in het Engels, de vragen, want anders had ben het niet verstaan. Dus so I'm switching back to English now. The first question is like how did hip-hop enter your life when you grew up in the birthplace of hip-hop?
The birthplace of hip-hop being the United States of America?
As in New York.
I grew up in Los Angeles. So
but you were in the Bronx.
My father is from East Flatbush, Brooklyn, the 90s, which is kind of where a lot of rappers, as if my dad's a rapper, he's not a rapper, that's like where MC Light is from. I grew up in LA. My parents moved to Los Angeles 3 years before I was born. But, you know, a lot of good rap came out of L.A. Actually, the first hip-hop I think I ever witnessed was the movie Breakin'. Ice-T raps at the end. Yeah, he's an L.A. indeed. Guy.
But these are all of the guys that, anyway, they were influenced by the P-Funk and all of that that scene. Shall we mention that Dr. Dre also started in a sort of ensemble like that, you know, doing parties. And so it's really cool to hear that you come from there.
Yeah, and we definitely were getting those. We were listening to K-Day, which was a rap station in Los Angeles, and it is credited as being the first all rap, all hip hop station, although it wasn't really. Like if you listen to it, it would be like every third song would be an R&B song. But
okay.
it was probably the first mostly hip hop station, radio station ever. And we would buy like the NWA and Eazy-E records as they were coming out because they played those to death. They also loved Bismarcky, Big Daddy Kane, all that stuff was being played on at K-Day, and everyone in LA was hip to it.
No, that is amazing, really amazing. Like, well, myself, I'm really, I really love the West Coast. I play a lot of modern funk, and that comes from a lot of labels from the West Coast that are inspired by, I don't know, groups like Zap Band, etc. I don't know if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Zap, you hear Zap in a lot of LA rap.
Right.
But you also hear Zap in EPMD, and they're from
exactly like More Bounce. The track More Bounce from Zap Band. But next question.
Yeah, but how did Cold Chillin' came to your life?
Cold Chillin' came into my life because my dad worked for Warner Brothers Records, and they inked a deal with a pressing and distribution deal with Cold Chillin' in 1987. So we would get these records mailed to our house or brought home to our house by our dad on a weekly basis,
so
as
dope.
Before they were even out, you know, they had the promo copy, not for sales
records.
You still have it?
Sticker, not even a sticker. It's like a gold stamp on the cover of all these records.
So really the promos.
Yeah, the promo. Yeah. But other than that gold stamp, it was exactly the way you'd see it in a record store. All the cover art was intact, and we would listen to those records endlessly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So jealous.
We also got Jungle Brothers were on Warner Brothers. Ice-T was on Sire, which was through Warner Brothers. And Tommy Boy had a deal with Warner Brothers. So we got Tommy Boy stuff as it was coming out, Stetsasonic being big one for me.
Big labels.
Yeah, back in the days when there were still catalogs from records, you know, like there weren't no websites or stuff like that. You just had these like pretty paper supports where you could see like the upcoming release and stuff.
Yeah, now that you can see everything that a label ever put out on Discogs or Wikipedia, exactly. It's like, I don't like for Cold Chillin', for example, like there are records they put out. I don't remember those records coming out.
Yeah,
like,
indeed.
How could I not know? But I didn't. So
yeah. Because a lot of stuff were seasonal, and it was a whole different world then.
Yeah, but now we know we can fill the gaps in our own record collections. Now.
Absolutely,
definitely,
absolutely.
And who was the first artist you listened to from the Cold Chillin' label?
I think it was Roxanne Shanté. She had a single called "Have a Nice Day," which was produced
and "Have a Nice Day."
It was produced by Marley Marl, but the lyrics were written by Big Daddy Kane. I didn't know that at the time. Maybe his name is probably credited on the record, but we weren't savvy enough to, you know, pour over the writing credit. We didn't know A. Hardy meant Antonio Hardy means Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah.
We learned that kind of stuff later, but that we loved that song. We listened to that song over and over again. That was probably the first. That was 87.
Is this that also your favorite song, or is it MC Shan or somebody else? Or?
Probably my favorite Roxanne Shanté song, yeah. I don't know if I have a favorite song in the entire... Oh, yeah, I do, actually. Ain't No Half Steppin' by Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah.
That's the best hip-hop song ever. It's gotta be.
Yeah.
If you can think of a better one, I'm open-minded. Maybe you can knock that one out of the top slot. I just can't think of a better song.
Well, I think Jada should look it up.
No, absolutely. I'm already looking up for Have
That
a Nice
song.
Day. Because I also really love that song, honestly.
Ain't No Half Steppin'.
Ain't No Half Steppin', yeah, there we go.
So I grew up with that stuff.
But you don't have a favorite artist. They're all different, but they're all like great, right? I mean.
Favorite, hard to say. I mean, I think the greatest rapper who has ever lived is Big Daddy Kane.
Hey, such a boss.
It was hard to convey when I interviewed him for the book. It was hard to convey. I didn't convey that to him because I didn't want other rappers to be like jealous, or I don't know what is my opinion matter anyway. But I didn't want it to be like there to be a hierarchy. You know, I just because I love stuff by all of these rappers.
True.
And the thing about Cold Chillin' is like the batting average just in terms of quality. It's like most record labels, if you look at everything they ever put out, they're below 500. They're like, you know, less than half of it is really great.
Yeah.
But Cold Chillin' didn't last very long, but almost all of it is incredible.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah. When we talk about these artists anyways, it's not a monotheistic stuff. It's like a polytheistic. They are like gods. Literally like a, it was a land of the gods, the US. Like Rakim and like these old people have a status that you cannot just pick one. They're just gods.
That's how I feel too. Even as an American, just seeing, you know, Big Daddy Kane or Kool G Rap or
Kool G Rap. Yeah, my God.
Hearing Kool G Rap's voice on the telephone interviewing him for the book, just thinking like, I can't believe I'm talking to Kool G Rap right now. I can't believe
one
it.
One of the best MC. And shall we mention that Big Daddy Kane just came out with Busta Rhymes and Conway the Machine with the track Slap. Oh, we're having a little
song. Is that the phone again? I mean,
it's
like
not the
every
phone,
show?
Like this time.
What?
That was the Sky Pager. You got we're taking it back to 1988. We got the Sky Pager.
Yeah, the Pager.
Oh no, but anyway, they're just out with this track Slap. So if you didn't hear it, go check out Busta Rhymes, Big Daddy Kane, and Conway the Machine with the track Slap.
Yeah,
it's
Slap. It's a new one. Yeah.
It just
came
out.
Sample. Yeah, it just came out.
I've heard it. Yeah.
Just very good.
Just rhyming with Biz sample.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. No, it was a big shout also for his passing. And I think also the choice of the beat was really influenced by that.
Yeah.
But since we mentioned the end of Elf Stepping, shall we bounce it? Shall we bust it?
Let's do it.
All right, guys. On Radio Salto, Vinylize the FM, this is Ain't No Elf Stepping by Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane.
Oh yeah, I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the Kane, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick a PC day, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This made by Ginsu, wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the Canes start to talk, cuz I'm the Big Daddy. So soon I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field and court. Then again on second thought, the happenstance coming out sounding so similar. It's like a fusing for you to remember the originator. And boy do I hate a perpetrator, but I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your best, don't mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. And a rap prime minister, some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax. Climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next the formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to limp, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth. And if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore.
You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that. Scare and dear, a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear, back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer, idea, or near steer. Yeah, sworn to be, wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that. Take your title, namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder, another MC. They try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and break them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Assalamu alaikum.
Finalized FM.
Well, yeah, well, yeah, well. Ain't no half stepping, Big Daddy Kane.
With the sample from Heatwave, by the way.
All right, hey, thank you. But, I'm going to translate this a little bit, want we zitten nog steeds in de studio bij Vinylized FM. En we hebben hier Ben Merlis uit LA hebben we te gast. Hij heeft een boek geschreven, Going Off, The Story of the Juice Crew and Cold Chilling Records. En dit was een hip-hop label uit de jaren 80 met veel grote artiesten zoals Master Ace, Kool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane, Roxanne Shanté, Biz Markie, MC Shan, The Genius, Jizza en Mr. Magic, Marley Marl onder andere. Greg G, nog veel meer. Dus we luisteren wat muziek uit die tijd van dat label. En we gaan Ben wat vragen stellen verder. Dus we waren lekker bezig net. We hebben een van zijn favoriete tracks gedraaid. En we gaan nu door naar de volgende vraag. Robin, what you got?
Yeah, so we were talking about the book, of course. And actually, the question is, what motivated you to write the book?
My first thought was, this story is so significant and so interesting that there should be a documentary about it. And I thought, maybe I'll make a documentary, which is a real huge undertaking. And then I thought to myself, maybe I could write a book. That sounds easier. Of course, writing a book doesn't sound easy, but compared to making a documentary, it's all relative.
And all of that.
And then I bumped into a guy at a party who said, I'm starting a book division. I started a book division for BMG, and we're doing a series of books that are 7 by 7 inches, you know, like a 45 record.
Oh, dope.
Tall, 7 inches tall, 7 inches wide, and then however thick the book is. And I said, you need a hip hop label in that series. He goes, we absolutely do. I said, it should be a book about Cold Chillin' Records. And then he goes, I don't know anything about Cold Chillin' Records. And then I was just telling him, this is why it's so significant, blah, blah, blah. And I had a meeting with him, and I go, you gotta have a book about Cold Chillin', and I can do it. I can write the book. And it was just like, oh, like the feeling you get when you jump off a cliff. And then like 4 days later, he's like, all right, let's do this. You get the deal. And then in the description of like what is required of me, it's like, this should be firsthand perspectives from the recording artists themselves. And it's like, oh, you want me to interview them? So then it just became this mad scramble to like get, you know, all these rappers and producers and Tyrone Williams, who co-owned the record label, on the phone with me to interview them. And I didn't have a relationship with any of these people before I wrote the book.
Like, who was the first one you were able to interview?
The first rapper was Big Daddy Kane. The first person I interviewed was Troy Shelton, who was a independent promotion guy in the 80s for hip hop music specifically. He had this company called Experts, and they were just trying to get radio stations to play the rap records, which was very difficult in the 80s. And then who was the last person I interviewed? See, I'm just asking myself questions here. I think the last person I interviewed was Liz Rosenberg, who was Madonna's publicist, because Madonna knew Big Daddy Kane, and they'd visit children's hospitals. Madonna would visit children's hospitals every year for like sick, you know, kids with cancer, and she took along Big Daddy Kane once and introduced them to the kids, and it was really cool hearing that story.
Quite the combination.
Nice. Like sort of make a wish.
Sort of like that.
Oh, okay.
She said, you know, a lot of these kids didn't know that everyone knew Madonna. She's the most famous woman and probably the most famous person in the world at that point. This is late 80s, maybe early 90s. And she'd say, and Big Daddy Kane is here. Come on, you don't know who Big Daddy Kane is? Come on, ain't no half stepping. And she started singing Ain't No Half Stepping, and Big Daddy Kane was like, I can't believe like the most famous person in the world.
It's like reciting my song. In a way, she was like the Blondie of Grandmaster Flash of the time.
Kind of. She does have a tangential relationship to hip hop music. I mean, more dance, New York City, early 80s danceteria dance music, which is a lot of crossover with hip hop in that whole downtown New York early 80s world. But at that point, she was a huge pop star, and she was like, you know, lived in a palace.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear how many connections they are, like, that are a little bit behind the scene. Of course, we European, we know, you know, just Madonna for her hits, but she was in this big melting pot of things. And of course, when you are at a certain level, you happen to meet a lot of artists, right? So it's really interesting to hear that she was connected to him.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, the music world is a very tiny world. Like, hip hop is just a little fraction of this.
Of everything,
And you can draw connections you can maybe 1 or 2 degrees separation between any two recording artists.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's neat. I like connecting the dots like that.
Amazing. How long, if I may ask, did it take for you to make this book?
It took about a year. It took about 6 months to get all the interviews down and maybe 6 months to actually write the book. And then there was a little bit of editing and proofreading, and maybe another 4 months to get photo permission. George DeBose took most of the photos, almost all of the record cover photos for Cultural and Records. And he will be at the fair and he will be selling his prints of these legendary hip hop photos that are burned into all of our memories. Wow. And when you buy a book from me, I will gladly sign it, and he will gladly sign it too.
Of course. Wow. Hey, guys, 12 and 13, Brabant Hall, Den Bosch, Record Planet.
Yep.
You really don't have to miss it, because this time there are some major peeps in from business.
Most definitely. Yeah. Hey, and how did Tyrone Williams react to your work, to your book?
He's one of the first people I interviewed, and he talked to me for almost 3 hours, I think. And so he's in there a lot. It's hard to say how many people I interviewed read the book cover to cover. It's hard to get a gauge of that. Chemist is in the book. He read it cover to cover. He loved it. Chuck D, I tried to interview for the book, couldn't get through to him, and then he found the book on his own and freaked out and said it's one of the best books about hip hop ever made. It was the book of the year. Wow. Yeah,
that's dope, man. That's nice.
Yeah. And yeah, and I texted him. I go, "You made my year," and he was all like, "The book's incredible," or whatever he said. So that was really when Chuck D. It was basically like, all right, there's a force field around me. No one can say my book sucks because Chuck D loves it. So
if
no
he loves it. Yeah, yeah.
No one else's opinion matters. That's it. Period. End of story. The book. It's a good book. I did good. All right, I can pat myself on the back. That's it. Mission Amazing. Accomplished.
Well, that's perfect, man. It's yeah, so nice to hear. Of course, yeah. I mean, that's a nice compliment. Can you tell us a nice anecdote about one of your interviews? Is there did something funny happen, maybe, or you know, tell us.
Man, what's a funny thing that happened? I interviewed TJ Swan. Do you know who TJ Swan is?
I know who he is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he sings the hooks on a lot of Biz Markie songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Nobody Beats the Biz, and Make the Music with Your Mouth Biz, and a few others. And MC Shan, he's on at least one or two of his songs, and it was cool getting a hold of him. Marley Marl connected me with him, and Marley Marl I got to know very well, although he didn't want me to directly quote him, but I got a good feeling of what he was going through in the 80s and 90s. But TJ Swan was just a funny guy. He was such a nice guy. And then I said, you know that line in The Vapors where Biz Markie raps about how you worked for UPS, and he's like, yeah. Yes, I did work for UPS. That's true.
Okay.
He goes, the girl, he made up the name of the girl or whatever to make it rhyme, but I did work for UPS. So that was funny.
And all the interviews were like, yeah, like 3-hour calls all the time, or was it sometimes a short one?
So yes. Sometimes it was short. I think Craig G was like 45 minutes. Craig G was cool. He's like a
more business type, like
he's
to
just
the point.
He's like one of these rappers who like never really got his due. Like, he's a serious MC. Everyone who's down with real hip hop knows.
Yeah,
Craig G's
yeah.
A so serious good. MC.
Wow.
But it was cool talking to him too. He actually was at my Brooklyn. Craig G and Masta Ace were at my Brooklyn book signing. And Marley Marl, Cut Chemist, and Peanut Butter Wolf were at my LA book signing. And Peanut Butter Wolf wrote the foreword to the book. So he was very helpful too, just to get a perspective of another huge fan of the music that the book talks about.
How did you get Peanut Butter Wolf to do the start of the book, the foreword?
He owns a bar in my neighborhood, and I drove to his bar. My cousin was with me. I go, I'm going to come with me. I'm going to ask this guy to write the foreword to my book. And I go up to him, I'm all nervous. I'm like, will you write the foreword to my book? He goes, I'd love to. I'm like, whew, that was easy.
Shall we say for the listeners that Peanut Butter Wolf is the main man behind Stone's Throw, which is a very big label in the West Coast with that released artists like Lootpack, that is Madlib, Wild Child. It's such a great label. There is Dumb Funk, there is James Pans. You guys need really to check Stone's Throw, because I'm a personal fan of it. Like,
me too. Of that. Like, my favorite record on that label is actually Charisma and Peanut Butter Wolf, their own album.
Rest in peace, Charisma, by the way. And also the people, we mentioned Craig G a lot of time. Shall we say that one of the bigger tracks from him is maybe Ready, Set, Begin, with produced by DJ Premier. Big track.
The biggest track, the first track I think of when I think of Craig G is actually Droppin' Science by Marley Marl featuring Craig G.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the one we knew as kids. We were like, Droppin' Science, what does that mean?
Dun, and then
it entered our lingo, the terminology.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, but earlier we mentioned Make the Music with Your Mouth by Biz Markie. And it's just going around me in my head. Shall we play it?
We got to listen to it.
Yeah, we got to listen to it. Okay, guys. Vinylize the Fam. This is Make the Music with Your Mouth.
Biz Markie.
Biz Markie, rest in peace. Let's go.
Vinylize the Fam.
Oh.
I want you, I want you. I want you, I want you. I like to introduce myself. My name is Abismarki. And well, I'm the human orchestra called Abismarki. Making music all the way is my specialty. Why not go, I want you. Girls get excited when they hear my lyrics, they wanna recite them. I know you're in the mood, just go with the flow. And I can play rapping records in all disco, like Beat It, Billy Jean, or Michael Jackson, or the Treasures to your ranking. They gon' ask you when you hear me do it, you will be shocked and amazed. It's the brand new thing they call the human beatbox craze.
Make the music your mouth beat. Make the music your mouth beat. Make the music.
I rock on the mic and all the bomb that I say. All the people like, I get the crowd jumping, get the girls' heart pumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rock from New York City all the way down south. Saying rhymes and making music, book my mouth. I'ma tell your party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the street, making sounds with my mouth, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say, what? Grown people used to say, what? Wrong with that. Making that strange noise, it was like for all the fly girls and all the homeboys. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. They thought it was a record laying over me. When it came by the DJ and saw who it is, they said, make the music with your mouth biz.
Make the music with your mouth biz. Make the music with your mouth biz.
It's a moving combination with your lip, tongue, and throat. Use your teeth and your nose for a mysterious hot though. I like doing it as a hobby of a job. People treat me like a star and surround me in the ball. It's not all about spitting, breathing hard and chilling. You need practice, be ambitious in school. And let me tell you, part of people, you gotta admit, anything that you want, you gotta work hard for it. That's why I like doing sound. It's hard to achieve, make it two or three sounds. And one time you can't believe, when I walk down the street, people crowd around me. All them sounds and one time it's marquee. I jumped, it takes a lot of practice and lip control. I've been doing this since 15 years old. And everywhere I do it, the people say I'm good. I even get big respect in my own neighborhood. I'm telling you a fact, it's just like it is. Even mom, pops, and cops say, what up, biz?
Finalized FM.
Yes, yes, en we zijn nog steeds hier bij Vinylized FM, hier op Radio Salto. En nog steeds in de studio, Ben Merlis, all the way from LA. Hij is de auteur van een boek genaamd Going Off, The Story of the Juice Crew and Cold Chilling Records. Hij heeft dus een boek geschreven en heeft verteld over allerlei artiesten van dit label. Het label komt uit de jaren 80, is opgezet in de jaren 80. En nou, voor de hiphopkenners onder ons, die moeten het wel herkennen, denk ik. Artiesten als Master Ace, Kool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane en nog veel, veel meer. Dus we zitten lekker in gesprek. En ja, we gaan nu weer even switchen naar het Engels. Dus Robin, jij mag de volgende vraag doen aan Ben.
Ja, yeah, Ben, so you talked before, you mentioned Josh DeBose about making all the photos. And of course, the photos are in your book. Is there any photo which is your favorite of that one?
What's your favorite? Yeah.
I'm curious about that.
I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite photo, but I have a funny story.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
I'm looking at this record right now.
I need a haircut,
Bismarcky, and the photo is his DJ, who is also his cousin, DJ Cool V, giving him a haircut with a chainsaw. And George told me that when the photo session was over, he wanted to keep the chainsaw. George, the photographer, wanted to keep the chainsaw. But Cool V also wanted the chainsaw, so they just did a tug of war. Like, oh, I want to keep the chainsaw. No, I want to keep the chainsaw.
Oh, my God.
And then Bismarcky said, no, my cousin's keeping the chainsaw. And I think George was like, well, technically, they're the advance that the record label gives them. The expense of the photo shoot comes out of the advance. So technically, in a roundabout way, Bismarcky paid for the chainsaw, so he has the last say. His cousin keeps the chainsaw, and then D. Joseph, who worked for Cold Chillin Records, said something like, because I retold the story, she said, yeah, because Cool V had like a lot of hedges he needed to cut where he lived in New Jersey, you know, being...
he needed it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Dope.
It's a nice story, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Hey, and can you tell us a little bit about your other work? You write for magazines, ZZ Top. Can you tell us what do you do now?
I have written it's been a while, but LL Cool J has a website, rockthebells.com. I wrote a couple articles on there. One on Silver Fox, who was a mentor to both LL Cool J and Cool G Rap. He's a guy that those guys both name drop as a huge influence on them. I also have written a lot of stuff for youdiscovermusic.com, and my day job is doing music publicity for many different entities, including ZZ Top, the Texas blues rock band, Experience Hendrix, who is controlled by the estate of Jimi Hendrix. Anytime Jimi Hendrix has a new album out, and he's been gone for 52 years, but
he still drops.
He's got an album out about every year. And the estate of Roy Orbison and Abco Records, who has a lot of like Sam Cooke catalog and Rolling Stones catalog, stuff like that. So I'm all over the map. I got the hip hop writing, the classic rock publicity, and the playing punk music. So I'm spreading myself far and wide.
Wow, that's amazing. That's nice. I mean, so yeah, you play in a punk band,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You just told us before.
I play guitar and sing in a punk band called Surprise Vacation. You know, it's funny. There's a lot of punk people who are big hip hop fans. There's a big crossover there. Although when I started writing the book, I realized there's less of a crossover than I had originally thought. Because I'd tell my friend, like punk rock friends, I'm writing a book about Cold Chillin Records. It's coming out in whenever it came out, November 2019, and they'd be like,
Who?
All right, to remind me, okay, who's on that label again? And I'm just like, oh man, I thought everyone knew everything about music. Yeah. Boy, was I wrong. But there are a lot of people, there are quite a few people who are students of both the genres.
Well, thank God there's the book. I mean, they're learning now,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
All right.
By the way, is the book available also to order on platforms such as, I don't know, Amazon?
It definitely is on Amazon, although I don't know how it works in Europe, because when you go to Amazon, it's through a European...
Well, I can tell you that there is a book from Rick Rubin that is coming out end of January, and I was able to pre-order it on the European Amazon, so
okay.
If that is available, also yours will be.
Okay.
So check it out, guys, if you... no worries, like, you know, sometimes us Europeans, we have a lot of problems with the shipping costs.
Yeah.
But, you know, Amazon is a little bit the middleman for that. So,
well, in the Netherlands, I think you can even buy it on bol.com. So.
Yeah, indeed.
You think so? Yeah.
No, bol.com, I can confirm that there are a lot of books also over there. Very interesting. But besides that was, my question. So, like, keep an eye also on Amazon and you can get also the book there.
But the best thing to do is come to the fair.
Come to the fair, 12 and 13, Brabant Hall.
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
I will autograph your book for you.
Yes,
most definitely. We're looking forward to it. Robin, I think, how much time do we have? It's like
we can definitely play another tune and then go.
Let's do that. Let's do
that.
Ben, do you have another favorite maybe, or just a Cold Chillin, I don't know, artist, what you want to hear?
Well, we talked about Have a Nice Day earlier by Roxanne Shanté, so
yes,
we should listen to that.
Here we go.
Roxanne Shanté with Have a Nice Day on Vinylized FM.
Vinylized FM. We'll be right back.
for Mother's Day. Because yo, you know, you can't deal with this. I'm Shantae the microphone grand mistress, a pioneer like Lola Falana, with a name that stands big like Madonna. Speaking of Madonna, some girls on the mic rap like virgins and get real tight, but I get loose with the rhymes I produce. That's why I'm queen of the crew with the juice, cause I'm a super female that's called Shantae. And like Hurricane Annie, I'll blow your way. Whenever I'm in a battle, yo, I don't play. So you best go about your way and have a nice day.
Yes, nou, we zijn nog steeds in de studio hier met Ben Merlis van het boek Going Off, The Story of the Juice Crew in Cold Chilling Records. En nou, we zitten in een lekker gesprek. De tijd vliegt natuurlijk ook. We hebben niet zo heel lang meer, dus we gaan gewoon gelijk weer door met de vragen, denk ik. Dus yeah. Setjono, hit ons eventjes met een nieuwe vraag.
Yeah, well, you earlier mentioned that like, yeah, writing a book would be easier than making a documentary or so. But maybe it changed a bit. Do you have any other future plans after this?
I'd like to do help someone write an autobiography. So you take one significant person, instead of interviewing 35 people and then turning it into a book like I did with this book. It'd be fun to interview one person 35 times and then tell their story through their voice, so to speak. Yeah. You know, a lot of autobiographies, it'll say, you know, the famous person, and then in tiny text with, and it'll be the person who actually wrote the book, you know, like with Keith Richards, with Ben Merlis.
Yeah.
Keith Richards already did his book, not him, but like... maybe do something like that, but I don't know who. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I
was about to ask. Like,
yeah,
do you have anyone in mind?
But. No, I think I had a few people in mind, but now I'm undecided. Easy Mo B has an interesting story. He's a producer.
Yeah,
he came up in the in I interviewed him for the book. He came up in the Cold Chillin' thing. His first stuff he ever did was produce for Kane. Big Daddy Kane, second album, a couple songs on that, and then he ended up winning like Grammys like 8 years later. So he's got a really interesting story, sort of an unsung hip hop producer.
But you only want to do a hip hop related artist, or?
Oh no, I had another idea of doing a book about how skateboarding and punk rock merged, because punk rock and skateboarding had nothing to do with each other until probably the end of the 70s, and only in Southern California. And then it kind of, the two thing cultures became synonymous with each other. So that would, but then I thought the first chapter would be really interesting, and then it would kind of go downhill after that. It's like, okay, these two, okay, there's this thing, skateboarders listen to punk and punks ride skateboards. Okay, now what?
Okay, like,
there's a lot of good,
short story, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, there's it, or it's overwhelming because you have the entire story of skateboarding, the entire story of punk. It's like, where do I even start, or where do I stop?
Yeah.
So I don't have a definite, second book in my head right now.
But that's how it works, right? You have to think a lot, you know, to think it over, to set out the whole story thing, you know. It's basically like making a movie, but then, you know, on paper. And you know, it's a lot of thinking before you start.
Yeah, it is like making a movie. That's true. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's that's how I see it. Okay, we need to continue. All right, do we have another question, Setjono?
I think we do, but sorry. Yeah, so I have one question. So we're finalized out of DJing, and you mentioned a few DJs like Cut Chemist. I was wondering, like, who's your favorite DJ from back then, or maybe from the era now? Or
who's your favorite DJ? That's a good one.
That is a tough one. I think I have an inkling, although you guys are better experts than me, that Jazzy Jeff is the greatest DJ who ever lived. Tell me if I'm wrong on that.
Wow, he's a legend.
He's a legend, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I remember him flying out of the Smith's family while watching the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
But like, I think all of us can at least mention one of the tracks or the tricks. I don't know. I can throw there that is one of the, talking about turntablism, is one of the most proficient DJ in making the trick called the chirp, for instance.
I learned about the Transformer scratch through through him.
Yeah, that's Jazzy Jeff, though. Yeah.
About for the Jazzy Jeff, the Fresh Prince. Cut Chemist is incredible. I saw him DJ with one turntable, and he had a loop pedal that he was using with his foot, and he would reconstruct classic hip-hop songs like sample by sample by sample using original records. And I thought to myself, this is just before the pandemic, I can't believe I know this guy. I can't believe I know someone who has this much talent in anything. It's like, it's like knowing Michael Jordan. Like, I'm not friends with Michael Jordan. It would be weird to be friends.
I understand exactly what you mean.
Yeah, it would be weird to be friends with Michael Jordan. I guess it's weird to be friends with Cut Chemist because he's that talented. So.
These guys are like the Dr. J and the Hakim Olajuwon of the fader.
Yeah. Crossfire.
All right. Okay, we moeten gaan afsluiten, jongens. Want het is alweer bijna tijd. We hebben alweer een uur zitten praten hier met Ben Merlis. En het is alleen maar gezellig. Dus we hadden het er net al over. We kunnen makkelijk nog een uur vullen. Maar dat gaat helaas niet gebeuren. Dus ik wil u nog even attenderen. Aanstaand weekend zijn we dus op de Record Fair in de Brabant Hallen. Record Planet. Daar is Ben Merlis ook samen met George Dubois. En dan gaan ze dus signeren. Je kan daar foto's kopen. Je kan daar boeken kopen. Er wordt een interview gehouden. Wij zijn er natuurlijk ook gewoon met de hele crew. Met heel veel DJ's. Hoop leuke entertainment. We hebben DJ seminars. We hebben Talking All That Jazz. Dat we over jazzmuziek praten. Allerlei andere dingen. Geschiedenislesjes, ik zie hier alles. Ik kijk nu even snel op het lijstje. Maar heel veel valt er te doen dit weekend. Dus ik zou zeggen, kom lekker langs naar de Record Planet Record Fair in de Brabant Hallen. En dan gaan wij afsluiten met een laatste song. En dan kijk ik even Jada aan. Welke heb je klaargezet?
We gaan luisteren naar The Bridge van MC Shan. And just to connect a little bit more with Ben, shall we say that after this one, a little beef with Boogie Down Production and Keras One came out a little bit.
From The Bridge.
That's chapter 3 of the book. You gotta buy the book to read the story. Book.
Guys, we're gonna close with this one. We gaan sluiten met The Bridge van MC Shan op Radio Salto. Let's go.
Yes. Finalized FM.
Tell a girl and fella about a driving. You love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place.
The Bridge. The Bridge. The Bridge. The Bridge. The Bridge.
Hip hop was set out in the dark. They used to do it out in the park. Every place they said his name, it rang an alarm. Otherwise known as Mean T-Tom. A brother who's known for his rap, Jabby Jack. Larry Ladd, third, least not last. A cool brother by the name of Gas. FaZe Brothers made you get loose. They was down with a brother called Cousin Bruce. They used to jam in the center. You had to pay so you could enter. Go to the door, get frisked. To get in. And if you wasn't from this town, then you couldn't fight and win. But every time they had a jam, they couldn't get no peace. So that's why the jams out there in the parks they had to seize. Cause you was in
the Bridge.
Great. Her and Molly Marwane cut a plate. They used to rock it out in the plays, and the title of it was Sucker DJ. And then he strolled along one day, and then he walked into a girl named Shantae. Third in line, you know it's me, MC Shan, ha ha, in the place to be. MC Man, he made them beg. He is the man who was known as Craig. The newest member out to get loose, now he is down with us and he got the juice. This is the place where stars are born, and we are the only ones that can't be worn out by any place, any part of the world. And while I'm out on tour, keep your hand off my girl while she's in
the Bridge.
Bridge. Dead dreams, bought and sold. You gotta try and receive your goal. However you do it, however you may, don't ever listen to what nobody's saying. 'Cause I will tell you